Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you're investing? Visit 91.com for more. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, it's still stinky hot here, but thunderstorms are on the way.
I would like to have stinky hot because I think I burned.
I think I burned
like 30 kilograms of wood this weekend in the fireplace. Like literally, I was just like, oh my God, am I really still burning wood? All right. Speaking of burning, Salman Rushdie. Oh my Lord. Speaking of freedom of expression, what's happening there? What happened? I don't understand.
Well, I guess nobody officially understands yet, but it does look like this is, quote, a lone wolf who got an idea in his head and worked out that there are still death threats against Salman Rushdie and then acted, not inspired by any particular group. I don't think that there was necessarily any great chat online, but I guess they'll look into that as well. But the fact is that Salman Rushdie has been condemned by all sorts of Islamic fundamentalists and some other Muslims too, but by no means all or even the majority. Since 1988, his book, The Satanic Verses, triggered those death threats, the famous fatwa, with a huge reward. And the reward got increased as well 10 years ago, so it's not like it just went away. And even now, I heard this over the weekend, some in Iran celebrating the attack. As in, this is, you know, this is God's will, etc., etc. So Salman Rushdie's attack has been roundly condemned by, well, you name it. I guess in particular, authors like Stephen King and J.K. Rowling, although there's a rather chilling your next message to J.K. Rowling via Twitter, which is just nice, isn't it? He's, what? It's the freedom of expression and freedom of speech thing, which means, therefore, the freedom to insult. And we've got this going on at the moment, this slightly sort of woke political correctness thing about how far you can go in comedy, how far you can go in lampooning and satirical cartoons. Remember that from Charlie Hebdo?
Charlie Hebdo, exactly.
They got attacked. And indeed here we saw a comic, Jerry Sadowitz, have his second Edinburgh Fringe Festival show cancelled because he was deemed to be too insulting. Now, I'm not a particular fan of Jerry Sadowitz. He's like Marty Feldman, only in an Undertaker's outfit. And as he puts it, he speaks the language of hate in order to get over his comedy. But we're on tricky ground when, okay, it's not everyone's cup of tea, don't like it. But to cancel a show because people felt insulted, we're on the similar route to Salman Rushdie and this attempt to cancel him because he was insulting.
You know, I catch myself mostly when I disagree with people who are equally are easily disagreeable. So, for example, it's easy to disagree with Donald Trump. I can't stand him.
Yes.
And that's when I catch myself. That's when I have to tell myself, like, okay, Rifile, are you being unfairly a little bit aggressive? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easiest to catch when you're talking about a person who's easy to hate, because that's when you can see whether you're not you're falling over the cliff with the mob.
Yes, even if it's a small mob. You sort of think, you know, you don't want to join that. You don't want to burn books.
I must give Donald
cancel
Trump...
Cancel careers.
Correct. I must give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. I must. Right? I need to give him some...
Well...
No, I must...
He's entitled to spout rubbish. That's the point, isn't it? And we're entitled to call it rubbish. That's the other point.
The trouble is
that sometimes people who do spout rubbish don't want you to criticize it. And indeed, I think we've had a government here for a while that really doesn't like criticism to the extent where the top ministers remove themselves from interviews on radio because they might get asked some hard questions. not even like they were going to have a terrible, awful, challenging time and pitchforks raised or anything. It was just avoiding questions. And I suppose that's one thing about Salman Rushdie is that to start with, he went into hiding, but ultimately he didn't avoid questions. And there were plenty of critics of his work. And Satanic Verses is not the easiest read in the world, I believe. Not that I've actually attempted it for a while. But do you know what? There's surely room on this earth for all views, albeit the more extreme ones sometimes seem to be the loudest.
Quite right. I'm all out of time, so there's not room for all views, but I'm going to ask you at least about gang violence in Mexico. What in the world is happening?
I know. Thousands of Mexican troops have been deployed. It's quite extraordinary. National Guard as well, along the U.S. border into towns and cities. They're not manning the fence. They're not trying to stop it. They're trying to stop gang violence. In particular, Tijuana, which is this city. It just has a sound, doesn't it? You just almost can hear, I don't know, the Mexican Tijuana brass coming out. Anyway, in the northern state of Baja California, there's been a load of violence. There have been other regions hit by drug gang violence as well. But this latest Friday night, there were 30 trucks and cars set on fire, and there were armed vigilantes, if you like, wandering the streets looking for trouble. And, you know, it was eerily quiet all weekend in Tijuana. As a result, hardly anyone ventured out for fear they were going to come across these thugs. The government blames it on the Jalisco New Generation Drugs Cartel. I mean, if you're calling it a drugs cartel, why would you call it the Jalisco New Generation? It sounds like a Eurovision Song Contest entry from 1970-something. But the Mexican mafia, essentially, is at work, full of destruction and fear, and therefore the soldiers and National Guard have had to deploy. They've got their work cut out, though, because if there's one thing we keep doing is reporting drug gang violence in Mexico.
Yeah, that's why I never go, because I always say I want to go to Mexico, but I like my organs. So, yeah. Alrighty, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Adam Gilchrist. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.